From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Climate change, immigration challenges, LGBTQ issues. Many young people throughout South Florida have been busy the last few days, coupling fun with activism. First up, since 2013, the nonprofit Music Hall has offered scholarships for students in need. And as Lily Oppenheimer reports, this year, Music Hall has funded more Venezuelan students displaced by the country's humanitarian crisis.
That's the sound of Music Hall students tuning instruments before their summer camp concert at Riverside Baptist Church in Kendall. Taimi Balbusado is Music Hall's artistic director. She says at least 20% of the children in this year's camp are Venezuelan.
These children leave their families, their neighborhood, their friends. Mm-hmm. And so embracing them in our music community, in our musical family, because we have the sense of a family in our program.
Magligil Blanco fled Venezuela a year ago with her two children. With those scholarships, she says her kids can continue learning to play violin.
Con mis hijos lo ayudan mucho en el colegio, a tener más concentración.
She says with the music program, they forget that they're not from here. Playing violin helps them a lot in school, helps them concentrate, and unites them with friends. Paola Berriros left Venezuela 15 years ago. This is the second year her six-year-old daughter has been part of Music Hall.
They gave me a scholarship, so it really helped me because I'm a single mom. My husband passed away, so this is like a therapy for my daughter.
The program has about $45,000 in summer music scholarships. Funds come from the Children's Trust and the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs. I'm Lily Oppenheimer in Miami.
Over the weekend, more than 100 teenagers from around South Florida and the country gathered in Miami for a summit on climate change. They discussed environmental science and how to lead a movement against global warming. On Friday, they also rallied outside Miami City Hall and planted trees on Virginia Key. Kristen Hamilton is from Virginia and helped organize the conference. She says it was important for it to be held in South Florida.
It is a frontline community. You can see it every day through the rising temperatures or the rising sea levels. We wanted to come in here and show people that, like, you don't just have to sit back and let these things happen and think that they're just normal.
The young organizers say they hope more people from South Florida will get involved in climate change activism. For the past 24 years, a nonprofit called Pride Lines has been hosting a prom in South Florida for LGBTQ youth. WLRN's Sam Turkin takes us to this year's event in Miami Beach on Saturday night.
More than 60 teens and young adults spent the night dancing, singing, and watching a drag queen performance. Many were wearing typical prom attire. 19-year-old Yenny Medina is from North Miami and has been going to the prom for 3 years.
You get to be in the community where you actually feel wanted instead of being in a high school where, you know, there's a lot of people who judge other people for how they dress and how they act and how they dance and stuff like that. Here, you don't find that.
Organizers say several of the attendees are homeless and come from shelters. Ray Young is 20 and from Liberty City.
My mom don't accept me for who I am, and my dad, he do. My mom don't. She kicked me out for being lesbian, so we can feel comfortable here, be ourselves, and laugh.
Pride Lines is planning several other events in the coming weeks for LGBTQ youth. I'm Sam Turkin in Miami Beach.
The WLRN news team would like to get your opinion on a new law. Texting while driving is now a primary traffic offense in Florida. That means you can get pulled over just for texting while the car is moving. So we want to hear from you about this. What measures are you taking to comply with this new state law? Please send us a message by texting the word CAR to 786-786-7636. That's the word CAR, C-A-R, to the number 786-786-7636. And if you're behind the wheel right now, please wait to send us that message. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.